listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. That means it is time to check in with our friends at Lutheran Senior Services. Joining us by phone this morning, Jane Wilkie at LSS Living. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy.
Welcome back. Glad to have you back on this week. Had a great last week with Kathy and Sue, and got to talk with Dr. Kurt Senske on faith and family with Kathy and Sue. And so we ended up calling them Kathy and Hoda.
That's what I found out. In fact, I think they're still once in a while chatting with each other and calling each other Kathy Lee and Hoda. And so I thought that was wonderful. I'm glad it went well. I, of course, was out basking in the sun in the Caribbean, and as you and I chatted just a minute ago off the air, we came back, of course, to sub-zero temperatures, and so I want to turn around and go back. But I am so glad, and of course, I was going to remind the listeners, if they indeed did hear the interviews with Kathy and Sue, and then, of course, Dr. Kurt Senske, and then again last Thursday morning, they may already know about the event this evening. But for those listeners who are not yet aware, I wanted to just let everyone know that this evening, Thursday, January 14th, a partnership between Thrivent Financial and Lutheran Senior Services. In this partnership, together, Thrivent and LSS are hosting Aging Like Fine Wine, Lessons Learned from the Vineyard. And it will feature Dr. Kurt Senske, who is the author of the book, Wine and the Word, Savor and Serve. So I'm assuming, Andy, on the interview, you had an opportunity to talk with Dr. Senske about that approach. It is very unique. You know, the whole idea of processing and everything we learn from wine. Of course, there is that tie from wine into the sacrament, but it's also that all of the various things. It's a fascinating book. And should anyone attend this evening, just some reminders, it is at Concordia Lutheran Church in Kirkwood, 505 South Kirkwood Road. It is free, and I remind everyone the event is free, no cost. And anyone attending the event from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. will receive a free copy of the book, Wine and the Word, Savor and Serve. And Dr. Senske, I'm sure, would be available for signing it as well. And then also a wine and cheese reception. Some wonderful sponsors have stepped up to the plate to provide the wine and cheese. And so this is a free event. It's an opportunity to fellowship with each other, to be lifted up in the Word, probably have some great laughter. I know Dr. Senske is a great presenter, and I think this would just be an absolutely great opportunity. I wish I were there in St. Louis that I could attend.
Absolutely, yeah. I think the topic is engaging. The opportunity to visit at the end with the wine and cheese tasting as well sounds like a great event. Again, the time this evening?
Six o'clock is when it starts, 6 p.m., and they anticipate closing off about 8:30 p.m., so it's not like it's going to be a terribly late evening. If I understand correctly, the event will begin with Dr. Senske's presentation, and then it will end with the wine and cheese reception. So, of course, if you get there at 6 o'clock p.m., you may even be able to leave a little bit earlier if you're a little worried about how late the evening might get. And I, from what I understand, there are a lot of people from around the St. Louis area who have already registered. Registration is not necessary. It was simply put in place so that we could have an opportunity to see how many might attend. So if you have not RSVP'd and you have not registered, please don't let that prevent you from attending. It is simply going to be a great event this evening, Concordia Lutheran Church, 6 o'clock to 8:30 p.m., Aging Like Fine Wine, Lessons Learned from the Vineyard, featuring Dr. Kurt Senske, and free books and wine and cheese reception.
Very good. Sounds like a lot of fun.
And of course, we have a couple more events coming up that I just wanted to highlight while I had the listeners, while I was on the air this morning, had the listeners' ear. These next two events are things that benefit our Project Wellness. Just as a quick loop around for those who have been are active and regular listeners, they've heard me talk about Project Wellness, that this benefits our low-income residents, our affordable housing apartments. We have 10 of them, 8 of which are in the St. Louis area, greater St. Louis area. And this is the housing for those residents who live on limited incomes, those older adults who live on limited incomes. And wonderful, fantastic apartments, great community, great safety, security. Many of our residents are just tell us over and over again how this is just one of the most wonderful decisions they ever made to move into these apartments. Well, one of the things that happens, though, we know that when you are living on limited income, sometimes your health care is one of the choices that you may make not to invest in. So Project Wellness is made possible through a generous grant through Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis. And in each of our housing sites, our apartment buildings, we have a kiosk and a parish nurse. Parish nurses are shared between the buildings. So any of our residents who are participating in Project Wellness can monitor their weight, their blood pressure. I believe there's other testings like glucose levels and things. And then all of these results get reported to the parish nurse. So together with the hands-on, one-on-one work with the parish nurse, we've had wonderful, wonderful, wonderful stories of people discovering how they might have been at risk health-wise and getting the help that they needed so that it prevented any further problems down the line. It includes educational programs, all of these wonderful things. Well, of course, it does cost to keep that program going. So there are two events coming up. One is not an actual event per se, but an opportunity to have some dollars go to it. Happens with A Night with the Blues, Thursday, February 4th at 7 o'clock p.m. It so happens that if you were to purchase tickets using a promo code through St. Louis Blues, we would get $5 from every ticket sold. So if you love the Blues and you're going to go to the Blues game and you haven't yet purchased your tickets for Thursday, February 4th, you go to stlouisblues.com/ProjWell, ProjWell, or you call them and use the promo code ProjWell. And so you will then be contributing toward this cause. And then finally, if you love to bowl, our Bowling for Wellness, which has become an annual event, is Sunday, February 28th. And it is from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. at the Tropicana Lanes on Clayton Road. And it is $200 per team, teams of four people. And there are cash prizes. It's a great fun time. But it also, all of those proceeds go to support Project Wellness. I believe last year's event, they were able to raise enough to even buy one of the kiosks before the grant was awarded. So each of these help others, and we are so hoping that you will consider attending.
Well, that's great. I had a chance to talk with Sue and Kathy a little bit about those kiosks as well last week, and what a neat idea to provide that to really help members of those communities, but the community at large as well, who live, you know, in close proximity to to stay healthy, not only with the kiosks, but also with the parish nurse as well, who can answer questions and help them really just have a face to connect with.
Well, and it's also a help if you think about it. You know, one of the things that we are challenged by is if we consider, you know, at least if I take a look at how my doctor's visits go, sometimes they are very quick, they're rushed. You feel like you only need to talk about the issue at hand. You can't ask other questions. It's not that you can't, but you maybe are feeling like you can't. Well, you think about this, where you have your parish nurse who's there on a regular basis, has regular hours right in the building where you live, and the conversations that could happen so that you now have that person that is like your trusted advisor, can help you navigate the system, can answer your questions, can help you talk through some of those options. So, for example, let's say someone has discovered that their glucose level is rising over the period of time. Mm-hmm. Then maybe that person, either herself as a parish nurse, might be able to help someone understand what nutritional changes could happen, maybe some exercise changes, what lifestyle changes could happen to bring down that glucose level, or maybe connect her or him to a nutritionist. Or, you know, maybe there's someone who just they discovered needs a little bit of extra help. So maybe they can connect them to other nurses, home care nurses that come in, or some of those items that those things that we know that are out there that sometimes we just don't know they're there. And so someone in the know can connect you with those. It's just a marvelous, marvelous program. And I'm hoping that it can get opened up more and more into the community. So I need to follow up on that a little bit more. Maybe we can chat a little bit more about that, maybe even bring someone into the studio, Andy, that could chat with you a little bit more. Sure. About that, to tell people in the community how it might be available to them.
Absolutely.
It is what we do at Lutheran Senior Services. We are about older adults living life to the fullest, and so we are very committed to that, to helping people make the right choices that also help maintain their lifestyle, to really maximize their living, be it physical living, socially, intellectually, spiritually. All of those, we know that we really want to make that this next chapter of life, you know, a wonderful chapter of life. So, as a devotional thought, because mm-hmm. I always end with a devotional thought, I still have some Christmas decorations up in my house, believe it or not, because, of course, we left for our cruise on January 1st. I did put some things away because we do have a rather festive household at Christmas time. But when we came back, I really realized we still have some neighbors that have their lights on, even after Epiphany. Mm-hmm. And so we don't feel quite so bad, but our Christmas tree is still up. I have a great Dickens village, a Christmas village. And so this weekend I am going to be putting Christmas away. And I discovered a writing. I don't even know who to attribute this to because I was never able to see who originally wrote it. But I've seen it a couple of times this year, and it is so true, and it is so moving, so I wanted to share it with you. Again, I do not know who to attribute it to, and I don't want anyone to think that I am taking credit for writing this. But here are the words. When the songs of angels are stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the people, to make music in the heart. Lord, help us remember that Christmas is not one day a year, and keep us focused in this new year on what our call to discipleship is all about. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So you think about even these, you know, going to a fun event at the Blues, bowling with three other people to have a great time. I mean, if I bowl, I'm comic relief. But you think about these type of things. You know, I bring comic relief to everyone around there. I don't contribute to the score. But you think about these small things that while we can enjoy these, in the end, the proceeds from this benefit someone who does need help. And so this is the work of Christmas, to reach out, to find those places where we might be that hand of service, where our service or what we do in service to others, when done in service to Christ, thanking him for the responding to his great gift of love to us, is just a marvelous way to share God's love with others. So let the work of Christmas begin, and may it stay true through the entire year.
Indeed, indeed. We, you know, we just took down our Christmas tree 2 days ago, I think it was.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Good. Then I'm not the only one. Yeah.
We still have the outside lights up, but it's just one strand of light. So it's kind of wintry and festive. We usually keep it up for several weeks after Christmas as well. But we keep our tree up through Epiphany as well. We're not quick to rush and take it down, and it kind of goes in stages. We take the ornaments off one day and then the next day because we do it in the evening, we know, when we're home from work, and so we get a little bit done each day, and then finally it goes away.
Well, and I'm sure that Oscar is a great help to air quotes, great help to you.
Well, he helped undecorate the tree all season long, so.
Yeah. Speaking of Epiphany, it made me remember something. So we were in San Juan, Puerto Rico on Epiphany on January 6th. And it is they call it a national holiday. I guess they're just a Commonwealth. But it's a day off. Everything was closed. We were there. Some things were open because, of course, they know that they have tourists coming in when the ships dock. But it is a holiday. It is their second Christmas. So they closed there on Christmas Day and on Epiphany. And as we walked around in Old San Juan, I have this great picture of these. They had a lot of things out that would feature, of course, with Epiphany. It was the three wise men. But even in their city hall, so we're walking down Old San Juan and we see the city hall. In the balcony above the city hall, three wooden carved wise men just looking out on the square at everyone. And it's their second Christmas. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice if we were able to do that?
Right, right. I saw the picture. Great, great way to celebrate and to enjoy your vacation as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So blessings to you, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Jane. God's blessings. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading on His Time on Worldwide KFUO.